Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Dan Bernstein, Layla Rahimi.
I am honored to have the opportunity to preside over Les's show tonight. Let's go to Ed in Dallas.
There was a night when I was listening to Les, and there's a guy from the Chicago area named Calvin, and Les hadn't heard from Calvin in a while, and I happened to be listening to Les that night, and Calvin had gotten engaged to a gal down in Houston and moved down here to Texas. You know, Les was so excited to hear Calvin's voice, and you could just hear it, and it just made me feel like, you know, the family's together, and that's what those of us who listen to Les are. We are a family.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
With Bernsey and really Mahimi.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday, and a lot happened over the weekend. We are going to discuss at length, and things are happening today that are important to your Chicago Bears and else. Josh Reed, the sports director and the host of Buffalo Kickoff Live at WIVB-TV in Buffalo, is going to give us the insight on the multiple Buffalo-connected Bears candidates and talk some football at 10.
Should we just ask him what it's like to have a good football team to watch?
Yeah.
Hey, can you tell us what it's like?
You're not miserable every Sunday. They are.
You're cold, but you have football to keep you warm.
They are happy.
And tables to jump through.
Oh, my gosh. Those were wonderful.
On the Midday Midway today, I am going to put myself in grave personal danger. I have decided on this. I have talked it over with other members of my family. And they said, I said, do you think it's okay that I tell this story? And they both said no. And at least one other member of my family said no, but it's too good not to use on the air.
You're volunteering as tribute.
It's too good not to use on the air, because it's I would be lying if I said I'm still laughing about it. JJ Stankovitz, our old buddy who is now covering the Colts for Colts.com, will talk about the various Colts connected people on the Bears radar. There was a newsy story over the weekend too, with some, how would you describe, troubling insight into the Nagy regime.
This is always the part where you find out a lot of truths, right? Whether it's Allen Robinson on Twitter or it's the outstanding job that Adam Johns did of The Athletic. That whole crew over there, of course, Kevin Fishbane, our friend as well, just absolutely slaying the journalism game over the weekend with a deep, deep dive into the dysfunction of the Bears. And you always find out what people are not saying after they start talking.
And I think this is just the beginning of it, but we are definitely going to get into that a little bit later on in the show as well, with potentially surprises along the way. Who knows? The Bears could hire people in the middle of our show, and then we can be figuring out who they are and what they do and how long it's going to take for them to be awful.
I doubt it.
312-644-6767 is the number that we call the Score Listener Line. It is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. You want to send an email? Please do. BernsteinRahimi at 670thescore.com. And along those lines, by the way, I've noticed ever since our internal email shifted platforms a couple of weeks ago, it has opened up some listener emails that have come in that apparently the old system, for whatever reason, was blocking. And I don't know why.
Was it a good thing that they were blocking them or a bad thing?
Both. But I will say
this. All right, new platform is fair.
Some have been reblocked, but others who aren't either crazy people or nuisances or menaces, I will apologize for what had been happening in the system if you had not been, if you've been sending emails for like the last 10 years and none of them have been acknowledged, there's probably a reason why. Because I saw one like, oh, that guy. I remember him from years ago and apparently has never stopped emailing. They just didn't get through the old system.
Yeah, well, having like iloveporn@gmail.com probably isn't going to help or something.
Maybe that's part of it. But I don't know the reasons. I'm not an IT guy. I just know that it seemed like a lot of old familiar names were unlocked and are back in the email conversation.
Well, if I had to guess, the reason a company switches email platforms and delivery systems is probably because they wanted a better one. So the fact that they are actually being delivered now is a good thing.
You are such an idealist. A company did something because they wanted something better. I always default to cheaper.
In this case, it was both then. Because this is a better platform. Efficiency reigns. Additionally, I never checked that email. So if anybody has sent me anything there, I have no bloody clue.
You know what?
I don't want to know.
It's a great policy. That really is.
I never got the password to it. I don't want to know what's there. People have enough ways of finding me.
You really are becoming Terry. Because that was his, I don't know. I never set that up. The entire time. Did you get the email? I don't get any of those.
I have enough email addresses. Yeah, that was one where I was like, nothing good is going to come from me checking this. So I just left it all to you.
That is a very, very healthy way to go through life. And I wish I had more power to do that.
First time for everything. Because I'm not like that in my other aspects of life.
Your texts come to the text zone, of course. That's brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein Rahimi. She's at Layla Rahimi. I'm at Dan_Bernstein.
See, you get a hold of me there. I don't need your emails.
The Odyssey app is the best way to stream the score, and it's also fun on Twitch. When you come out and hang out at twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore, we have Connor O'Donnell and Evan Thomas directing all of that fun. We have our executive producer, Rick Camp, in his rightful place. And next to him today is Mr. Anderson. He is Sean Anderson in place of our AP Mike Rankin.
And I would just like to say, Rick, Sean, obviously always Ray Diaz, but the job that you guys did yesterday was just absolutely outstanding. And I listened for a lot of it, and I know that must have been difficult, but you guys really did a wonderful job. So please know that people appreciate that. And Grody was transcendently fantastic yesterday, but you guys really did do a wonderful job.
Thank you. Yeah, it was, I mean, from the job perspective, that part of it was easy because this is Grody's day, and it's basically like Sean did a great job of booking everybody on the fly and making it all organized. My job was essentially help Grody out where he needed it, give him a breather for a second, and let Grody do his thing, because he was beyond. Between that and then doing the overnight this past night is Grody's doing the work of plenty of people and doing a fantastic job with it.
And I can't take that much credit because Grody was also booking these guests. Like Dan reached out to Grody and then he's like, oh, Dan wants to come out. And he was like, oh, Parkins wants to come out. And so it was really just Grody's show yesterday and even Grody's overnight as well. So
doesn't matter.
A lot of credit goes to Grody. He was fantastic.
We'll give Grody his due and he has done a wonderful job as well. But you two, part of the job is just being there. I use that term as a reference specifically, and you two did an excellent job of being there.
I got to listen to most of our show yesterday. It's not my show, but I'm on that show, to quote Dick Geron, because we were doing a lot of driving around all over. And That kind of outpouring, when you start hearing the honesty and the realness of a lot of it, is helpful for everyone involved. And it's been I'll be honest. Last week we had a very, very difficult and significant passing in our family, and it's just to have it come on the heels of some of this stuff. There's been a lot of mourning for those of us, and you know, just all trying to make everything happen all at once. And this is it was really a gut punch to have another round of death, which sucks, and to have it be warm and positive and as intentionally or not, in some ways uplifting in remembering what Les was and how unique, how individual, and just how different and special was. It was helpful to listen, and I'm glad I did. It was really good. Sometimes radio is more than just people talking into the air.
They always tell you to not read the comments, but it just you don't learn about people unless you do. And to me, one of the things I really enjoyed about working here is just the joy which people talk about Les's show and how you can't help but smile every time you hear his voice. And there's a reason he's in our open. And to me, just what he meant to everybody listening means a lot. So I really always appreciate that when people talk about how much they enjoy somebody or what that person means to them, because it just helps you learn. And that's part of it, too, is just the sadness for you, people listening, because I know that's a big, big part of it, too. Just how much he was there for you.
And I liked hearing from so many familiar voices and so many familiar names. And I'm looking at our call screener now and I see one. So I want to punch it up. Stan from Bellwood is on the score. What's up, Stan?
Hey, Bernsie. Thanks for getting to me so fast. A long time no talk.
How you been?
Enjoy your show still. I've been good.
If you sent an email, we might have found it.
Right. Any old email might have popped up. So I'm glad to hear you're well.
Likewise. Listen, Bernsie, I was moved to call because of something that I heard you say yesterday during your show. I know you weren't in yesterday, but you did call. First of all, though, I felt compelled to call and pay my respects to Les and extend my condolences to all of his colleagues there at the score and to his friends and family. I can't say that I was a particularly big contributor to his show over the years, but the score is such a big tent and fraternity that when something like this happens, we all take it personally. But like so many other people that have called the score to share remembrances about Les, something that I heard you say resonated with me and compelled me to call as opposed to sending an email or a text. The first time that I ever heard of Les Grobstein or heard his voice was back on Sports Farm back in the late 70s. Mm-hmm. And when I laughed out loud when I heard you say that so many people got yelled at because of hundreds of degenerate calls to Sports Phone, increasing their phone bills at home.
Racking up charges.
I was on the receiving end of so much yelling back then, you know, because of calls that I made that I literally laughed out loud when I heard you say that. And it just brought back so many memories. That's a hell of a lot of longevity there. We're talking about the late 70s. Fred Huebner, Ron Gleason, if I'm not, if memory serves.
George Offman, Steve
Shorty George,
Volk, and Tom Green.
David Schuster.
Sure.
I called all of those guys, and my mother threatened to put me out unless I stopped with the phone calls to Sports Phone. But the very first call that I recalled it vividly, because when you watch games, Bernsie, and you bet on games, you don't forget a damn thing. And the first time I ever called Sports Phone to get to get a score was from Notre Dame Hawaii game after midnight. The very first call was Les Grofstein's voice popping up, and I remember it and recall it like it was yesterday. And we're talking about 46, 47 years ago. But I had to call because that just really resonated with me. And I wanted to say it on air as opposed to just expressing it in a generic text or email. Les touched all of us. And, you know, God rest his soul. And I just wanted to say it as opposed to write it.
I'm glad you called, Stan. I always like hearing your voice. Unless you're saying something bad about me, and then I don't.
But then you also kind of do, right?
Right. Yeah, I kind of do. That. I mean, because, yeah, Stan's an OG from back from the, at least before I was on the score. Stan was a listener and a caller and would be at remotes. So it's nice to hear when it's family. It's a score family when you hear from people like that. It's important. And we have more NFL thoughts than we know what to do with. So what do we want to go? Rapid fire NFL react, open the notebook next?
Yeah, we can do that.
Everybody, you weren't down there, I was.
Niners have it. They take over at the Cowboys 26, first and 10. Off the right hash from the gun, they hand off to Samuel. Running right, cuts back inside the 10 to the 5. Samuel's going to score. Touchdown.
It's the shotgun snap, looking left, throwing left, OBJ left back corner, leaping up, pulls it down, feet down, touchdown, Odell Beckham Jr.
Mahomes under center, he gets the snap, he fakes the handoff, he rolls, he looks, he throws, caught, touchdown, and Allegretti.
Bernstein and Rahimi, 9 a.m. to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Highlights courtesy Westwood One. A whole lot of football. We're bathing in football. It just never stopped. Everywhere you look, there's a TV. And this was, I had these disconnected images of so much going. There's been an absolute whirlwind of stuff. And I go from the sports bar at Fox Valley Ice Arena to the hotel lobby to Mama Maria's Pizza in Bensonville, and there's football, and there's football, and there's football. I'm trying to keep track of everything. What was your strongest feeling from any of it?
More games equals less parity. Real chalky outcomes. Even the Cowboys and Niners game.
More games to sort it out and get people where they should be in the slots.
Right. Because that 17th game did help settle things. And then the playoffs were a formality to me of the 18th game. It was kind of like the 2020 baseball playoffs to me.
Hmm.
Where the team I was also connected to then was the only one that suffered the, quote, upset, end quote. But I don't know. I thought that the Bengals-Raiders was probably the biggest data point where you're asking yourself, how did the Bengals lose to the Bears?
Yeah, I don't want to play Joe Burrow right now.
He's peaking.
I don't want to play Joe Burrow right now. You know, that was just little bits and flashes from the weekend that stood out. Troy Aikman gets pissed when he thinks his game sucks.
He just really wanted to call Cowboys Niners. He had a hand in those outcomes.
He gets pissed when he thinks his game sucks, and I kind of like it. Because once you start listening for it, it gets fun.
Of course he's emotionally attached to that rivalry in the playoffs.
I don't begrudge him for it. I just think as a listener, I find it somewhat interesting.
I mean, Tony Romo's used to losing in the playoffs, so that made that make a little more sense.
Man, that Rams sideline last night, the difference between the cutaways of poor, like, waxy, ashen-looking Cliff Kingsbury looked like Donald Trump Jr., like all sweaty and twitchy and nervous. And then they show McVay, like the guy's jumping around behind him. Like that Rams sideline, the energy there is like, we cannot wait to get on the field and kick your ass. And I've not been a big body language guy, but there was a lot of body language that showed you one team was way more ready to go than the other team and knew they were better.
Once again, there were a lot of Cliff Kingsbury end-of-season stats floating around and how the parallels from his college coaching career reflected in his NFL career. And that's hard to shake, That seems to be a big time consistency. And for that team with that much talent to face the Rams, who are what we thought they were in that game, they built a team specifically for this playoff run. You're seeing that play out.
Did that interception that was the shortest pick six in postseason history, did that remind you of anything? Was there anything maybe a longtime Bears fan?
Lance Briggs interception?
Nope. Nope, nope, nope. It was also an absolute, utter ass-kicking that made the cover of Sports Illustrated because it was so complete and violent and in front of the nation.
The 85 Rams game?
The 85 Bears-Cowboys game. When,
close, Sean.
When Gary Hogaboom, poor Gary Hogaboom, found himself under siege because Dan Hampton was about to destroy him, and the ball was tipped, and Richard Dent caught the ball on the half-yard line and with his ass over the goal line and just kind of fell in. And that is, I believe, the shortest pick six in NFL history. But the idea of it being the symbolic play of just how overwhelmed you were, that was the first thing I thought. And I thought, oh, Kyler, oh, no, you can't do that.
It was the shortest pick six in playoff history.
Yes.
I knew that for sure. But yeah, that was the stress of the team being backed up to their own half-yard line embodiment, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh no.
And the thing they tell you not to, never do that. Never do that. Live to fight another day, take the safety, kick it out of the back of the end zone, whatever you're supposed to do. But that was just the level of absolute panic was so palpable at that point.
Can we also shout out, and Shane correctly identified him as grobber listener Nick Allegretti, who got the touchdown, but on that play in Kansas City,
Nicky
threw down TJ Watt and then got the touchdown. He was like, get off me, defensive player of the year, touchdown, score.
Nicky's the truth. Wonderful family as well. And it's
congratulations.
Great
to
for
that.
Illini Nation to see. He's a hell of a success story, who is really a self-made guy with the help of Olin Krutz. With that is, you want to talk about a feather in a cap of when you have a certain amount of resource, maybe not the greatest athlete in the world, maybe not the best height-weight combination, but as far as hand placement and not getting things wrong and just working his ass off, I'm always happy for Nick Allegretti. Always.
Me too. That was a lot of fun. And once again, local guy, of course, and the Illini piece of this as well. But to score a touchdown in that way, where, by the way, if you're a Chiefs fan, you're probably wondering, why are we running all these creative plays against a team where we could have run a lead draw to get a touchdown at the goal to go situation? But it was fun to see that. But the piece of it before he gets the touchdown against Watt of all people, that was just pricelessly great.
And when the awareness sets in that there might be this opportunity, and you watch players understanding it in real time, it's always fun after the fact. One other observation I will share is, as we have some Buffalo related stuff coming up in the next segment, Josh Allen, there are times where I saw, when it's not a one-to-one comp, but he's got some Favre. He has some Favre in his game. He has some Favre in the power of his athleticism and his ability to reset his throwing platform and not throw off weird feet. Not like, you know how Stafford and Mahomes, they can lean and they can make some of those little baseball-y middle infield throws.
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields too, yes. But when even running to his left, when Josh Allen resets, what is the way his lower body, so the dancers, the Gene Kelly hip turns that he's got are really special. Really special.
Why do you think Dak does the warm-up? It's not a dance. It's to teach your hips how to move that way quickly.
You going to do it again for us or no?
No.
Damn it.
They didn't deserve it. Mike McCarthy is who we thought he was. Once again, get yourself somebody who looks at you the way Jerry Jones loyally and blindly looks at Mike McCarthy. Red flags from the very beginning. Not shocked at all. You deserve that because of your process.
in that building. I thought he was going to fire his dumb ass right there. I thought Jerry was going to walk right down and fire him.
No, Jerry's not going to fire him. He loves him. He made a mockery of the entire interview process.
Are we going to talk about what got thrown into the end zone in Buffalo?
That crashed the awful announcing website.
But I mean, who brings that to the game? Dad, what's that? No, don't worry about it. I may need to throw this at some point. Like who?
What? No, that's a tradition.
It is in
yes.
Buffalo.
It's that with I gotta look this up because I
penis in penis.
I know
now.
You guys are kind of surprised, but I try to avoid this story.
Can I ask a question? It's okay, not judging.
I can't search this on a work computer.
What does that cost?
I don't know.
I'm just throwing it out there because I don't know. I don't know if it's $40. I don't know if it's $70. Like
I'll use this work computer and find out.
It's not like
private browser.
I mean, I understand you buy an octopus in Detroit and an octopus cost you $4 at a meat market or whatever.
I didn't
it is.
Know what an octopus cost.
Sure. I mean, it's an octopus, but
that literally doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. You really just named something and then acted like that was a thing. Like,
yeah, you can, it's, you know, you can get an octopus, but I'm saying like, that's gotta not be cheap. So like, I'm going to go to the game. I'm going to spend $45. And I'm going to throw this on the field. Okay, have a day. Enjoy.
I do think it's a tradition, and I think I haven't like giggled enough at it to know.
Buffalo Insights will be coming your way. We will have a Buffalo stance next.
Josh, it is a tradition.
It is. Okay. Well, we will hold that news for a little later in the show to get the specifics of that particular thing thrown on the field. Josh Reed is going to let us know about the Bills connected prospects next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.